is how we are welcoming you to this edition of the program, this morning's AM edition of the Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching from London, and my name is Uchemma Four, and I am joined this morning by Engineer Dr. Clifford Irwin from the United States of America. We are also expecting eminent Biafrans from around the world to join us in this morning's edition of the program. We are also expecting, of course, no other but the eminent barrister at law, Barrister Imam Mezu, to join us whenever he can. This is the AM edition for the 6th of September 2014, and we are glad we are alive today. And as always, we thank God Almighty for making this possible. This remains the platform upon which we continue to pay homage to the memories of our heroes and heroines who pay the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. And we do not owe anybody any apology, because this is God's own ordained project, the Project Restoration Biafra, and we must not allow this to see corruption. We must not allow Biafra Restoration Project to see corruption. If we do, then we must be failing on our duties, and we must be shaking our responsibilities. And that is why every indigenous citizen of Biafra is expected to be sincere, to be honest in what we are doing. We must reiterate that we are human beings, and that is why we are not perfect, but we are sincere, and that sincerity knows no bound, and nobody can dispute it. If anybody does, let that person come up. We are not perfect because we are sincere. But we are not perfect because we are humans. But we are sincere because we are Biafrans, and we are the most realistic set of human beings on this planet. At the moment you begin to see a Biafran behave in a way that is antithetical to this particular line of lifestyle, then you begin to question that person's ability and sincerity and commitment to the Biafra Restoration Project. I will now go to Engineer Dr. Clifford Irwin. Incidentally, he is the Continental Rep for the Americas, or put the other way around, he is the America Rep. He is the America Rep, which is North and South America, North and South American continent. If, before we go to him, if you want to listen to this program, as always, if you go to www.radiobiafra.co, you will definitely be on to this program. If you go to www.biafrarestoration.com, www.biafravoice.com, www.biafratelevision.co, www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, www.peopleofbiafra.org, www.ipob.org, www.ipob.co, you will be able to join this live broadcast. These are network or platforms upon which we continue to preach the good news of Biafra, the truth that the world is running away from. We are also on satellite, and for those on MOS 5 satellite, please turn your dish towards 17 degrees east. those on that site and other satellite platforms simply search for Radio Biafra within the category of satellite radio stations, and you will be able to join this program. We are also on TuneIn. TuneIn remains the most respected and the most responsible platform, credible and efficient in the collection of more respected radio stations around the world, and we are glad that Radio Biafra is there. Simply go to TuneIn, go to Google search on the internet and type Radio Biafra on TuneIn, and you will be taken to that platform. We are also on Shoutcast. Shoutcast remains one of the best as well. Go to www.radioforest.net and you will be able to join this program. Any other platform that you can think of, any other platform that you can research, will be able to take you to Radio Biafra, because the possibilities are endless. We will go to Engineer Dr. Clifford Iranio to say hello to you while we commence this program. Doctor, I don't know whether you are hearing me.
I can hear you loud and clear. Mazi Uche, can you confirm that you can hear me?
Yes, the world is listening.
All right. Mazi Uche, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom. My name is Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I reside in Houston, Texas, United States of America, but I come from Arondionyemobi in Uguta local government area in Biafra land. I am using this opportunity to welcome you to today's broadcast. I appeal to you to have an open mind. Let's come and reason together, and you hear from us, we learn from you, you learn from us. But there is one guiding principle in our march to restoration, and that is truth and honesty. We believe in truth and honesty. And keep in mind that Biafra is founded on two cardinal principles. Egbebere ugobere, live and let live. And Eziokwu Ubundu, truth is life, or truth is irreducible. Please tune on, stay on, and let us discuss on ways and means that we will get back that which was criminally taken away from us by a Scottish mercenary soldier. Uche, I stand by.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Doctor, for that. Of course, we will be coming back to you from time to time to give us your perspective on issues. If you want to contribute to this program, please call plus 447-448-109-411 plus 447-448-109-411. Or call the Skype line. The Skype line we are using this morning is simply Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra 1. Or call the phone line which I have just mentioned earlier. It is still plus 447-448-109-411. We will now proceed to read the news headlines, and after that we will go straight into analysis of the issues. Of course, some of the news we are reading are in the zoo called Nigeria, but incidentally these have direct or indirect implications or effect on our people, on the lives of indigenous citizens of Biafra or around the world. We continue to maintain that this program is for you. This program is for all men and women of goodwill, all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world, and all indigenous citizens of Biafra who are in Biafra land and who are incidentally on in different parts of the zoo called Nigeria. And of course, indigenous people of Biafra around the world. We also welcome our detractors. We also welcome our enemies. We also welcome them, because when they come, they answer Biafra, and then when you ask them their names, they will tell you that their name is Emeka. They will tell you that their name is Chukwuebuka. But we welcome them, we know them. But when we, for us to, of course, when we know whom they are is when they talk, we have no problems, for we are resourceful. Welcome once more. We are reporting that President Goodluck Jonathan of the abominable contraption called Nigeria has declared full-scale war and deploys war plans to strike against Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram. We are also reporting that Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram have served notice of planned invasion of Maiduguri. Lieutenant General Azubike Hijirika says, "I fought Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists, Boko Haram."
I don't know what is happening here. But let us, that's a distraction. Somebody's already calling us on the phone, and this is not acceptable at the moment. He don't call us at the moment. We continue with the news headlines. We will win the battle against Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists, says the defense headquarters of the zoo called Nigeria. It appears the person calling us, please don't call us, don't call us. Don't call us now. It is not yet time. Don't call us. We are also reminding the Biafrans, indigenous people of Biafra, all citizens of Biafra, all men and women of goodwill, all Biafran friends and families around the world, that the Twitter campaign is not just on Tuesday. It should be our everyday life. It should be part of our everyday life. And we must make it a point of duty. We must make it a point of duty to be tweeting every time on issues affecting Biafrans. It is not only when it is called for, I mean, when a concerted action is called that we have to tweet on Tuesday, we have to tweet on a particular day. Tweet on every issue affecting Biafra restoration. Tweet on every injustice being meted against Biafrans. Tweet on every form of slavery that Biafrans are being subjected in that zoo called Nigeria, and indeed around the world, because they do not want us to rise up. But thank God we are still alive today, and nobody can stop us moving forward. As you can see, every passing day we are making gains. We are moving forward irrespective of any obstacle on our way, and we must maintain that. We must maintain that. We will now go to try to expand on the news. And I will not go into full details of it. Of course, the main point is what we are going to take away from the news headlines. We are reporting that Nigerian warplanes are carrying out airstrikes against Boko Haram militant bases at Bama, Borno State, a senior official said yesterday in a government counterattack against Boko Haram's drive to create an Islamic enclave. The official asked not to be named, told looters. Looters is a respectful or respectable news organization. This is a third party organization, and it is very good that we get this news from those platforms for avoidance of doubt. It is not being reported by Radio Biafra, but we have a perspective on all this. The official who asked not to be named told looters Nigeria's military was battling Boko Haram fighters at Bama, 70 kilometers, 45 miles southeast of the Borno State capital, Maiduguri. Airstrikes have been carried out on all the Boko Haram bases, the official said, adding this reflected President Goodluck Jonathan's order for a fully fledged war against the group, which has waged the bloody insurgency since 2009. Bama today is the center of military battle with the terrorists. Boko Haram is being repelled by the Nigerian troops as we are talking now, the Nigerian government official said, without giving details of the operations or casualties. The battle over Bama and Boko Haram's storming of towns and villages of the north, east and south of Maiduguri in recent weeks has raised fears of an attack on the Borno State capital, prompting hundreds of civilians to flee. Even today, we can see many people leaving. The buses are going out plenty now. Musa Sumaya, a human rights activist in Maiduguri who reports on the violence in the northeast, told looters. He said he had seen at least 102 Nigerian government fighter jets in the skies above Maiduguri. We will do everything to defend our territory. Territorial integrity, says the Nigerian Defense Headquarters. Indeed, the Defense Headquarters said the armed forces will do everything to defend the nation's sovereignty. In a statement by Major General Chris Olukolade, Director of Defense Information, said the armed forces said Defense Headquarters wishes to reiterate the pledge and commitment it made while briefing the Joint Committee on Defense of the National Security to the effect that everything will be done to reserve the situation or to reverse the situation and defend and defeat the rampaging terrorists. This has been the continuing promises by the Nigerian government over and over again, yet people are being massacred, yet Boko Haram is making gains. And we do not trust them because Boko Haram is having upper hands and they can do nothing about it. Boko Haram is being sponsored by a well-organized group of northern retired military generals, religious leaders and politicians, and indeed they have support from outside world. What can you do about it? They have the weapons that Nigerian government do not have, the most sophisticated weapons, the most updated weaponry is at the disposal of Boko Haram. And there is nothing anybody can do about it. Nigerian government is on the run. They are running away. And they are all embarking on propaganda in order to make the people who are being affected to be less restive. An unusual mode of warning by Boko Haram has sparked a massive evacuation of occupants of Giwa and Mai Merali military barracks in Maiduguri. The sect flooded the city with flyers warning of an impending invasion. Most of the soldiers deployed to Borno State for the anti-terror campaign reside in the barracks, some with their families. The online publication First African News reported yesterday that families of the soldiers have vacated the barracks on account of the threat, and they are telling you that they are repelling Boko Haram, where they are on the run. The Nigerian soldiers are on the run. They are evacuating their families. They are making sure that their families are not affected, while they are deceiving others not to move. The Nigerian government has everything under control. They are running away. They are making plans, evacuating their family members, that the whole calamity will not befall them. But of course, as we all know, this is nemesis, because the millions of Biafrans, the millions of innocent Biafrans, innocent men and women of the Biafran people, massacred by the Nigerian establishment, by the Hausa Fulani oligarchy, who are controlling Nigeria, or who were controlling Nigeria at the time, and led by the then head of state, General Yakubu Gowon, who arguably remains the most notorious war criminal on this planet Earth living. He is still moving around while Biafrans are licking their wounds. And this remains the worst injustice being meted, or that have been meted, on a group of people still living today and surviving. The Biafra genocide remains the worst incident of such atrocious crime on the African continent. It is second to the Holocaust, the Jewish Holocaust. And that is why the world is running away. They are confronted with their guilt and they do not want to face it. But wherever they run to, we will continue to present our case that justice must be served. And wherever they run to, the souls of innocent Biafrans and other innocent citizens of different ethnic contraptions, different ethnic nationalities lumped together in the contraption called Nigeria, are crying for vengeance, and we never let them go. They will continue to hunt, they will continue to hound, they will continue to torment them, and Nigeria and Nigerians will never know peace. They will continue to go from one calamity to the other until Nigeria collapses and dismembers, and from its ashes emerges the original owners of the land, among whom are Biafrans. We continue. The immediate past Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Azubike Hejirika, retired, has sensationally declared that he fought Boko Haram sect, dismissing allegation that he is a sponsor as frivolous and a distraction to the nation. Yes, it is arguably nonsensical by anybody calling Hejirika and tagging him as one of the sponsors of Boko Haram, because from every ramification, even to an outsider who does not know the dirty politics being played by the Hausa Fulani in the zoo called Nigeria, we question all this. Hejirika is a Christian. Hejirika is a Biafran, or rather an Igbo man. Hejirika is working for the Nigerian government. Hejirika is not a Muslim to start with. And Hejirika has no capacity to sponsor Boko Haram. And what these people are doing, the sponsors of Boko Haram and the retired military generals and politicians and religious leaders are doing, and the Sultanate, the Sokoto Caliphate, what they are doing is to divert attention. They want to divert attention. They have stage managed a number of things. Buhari himself has stage managed one and said that he was being targeted. He called Asare Dokubo. He also tried to link Jonathan and his government, all in a bid to divert attention, but all this failed. They have tried all sorts of things. They have also named Igbo people as sponsors of Boko Haram. They have named them as Boko Haram kingpins. But all these things do not add. They are now trying to bring in Ihejirika, to paint him in a bad light, because they are vindictive. They do not like the way Ihejirika fought Boko Haram when he was at the helm of affairs in Nigeria military. He fought even though he did not try to defend Biafrans. He legitimately served his master, Goodluck Jonathan. He fought Boko Haram and inflicted injury on them, and their sponsors in the northern part of the Zuko Nigeria did not like it. They wanted him to be removed. They wanted him to be dealt with by all means. And indeed, they got their way. They got their way. He was removed. But they are not also happy. They are not yet happy with his removal. They want him to be prosecuted and be tagged a terrorist and a sponsor of Boko Haram. This also cannot add, and it does not add. It is laughable. The sponsors of Boko Haram remains the retired military generals of Northern Hausa Fulani Nigeria extraction. And they are the likes of Ibrahim Badamosi Babangida, General Abdusalami Abubakar, General Muhammad Buhari, the greatest war criminal on earth still living, Yakubu Gowon. They are the politicians in the northern part of Nigeria. They are the religious leaders there, and ordinary people as well who have been intimidated are harboring these people, and they are getting outside help as well. There is nothing anybody can do about it. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching from London, and more importantly, the state of the affairs affecting the state of affairs as regards Biafra restoration must be looked into, because a lot of things are happening, and it appears that the outside enemy, the Nigerian establishment, is a secondary enemy, is a secondary threat. The greatest threat, the greatest problem, is within the wider Biafra family. The family is torn by envy, by jealousy, and all sorts of witch hunting. The people who claim to be Biafrans are wicked to the core. And until we deal with all these things, we will not be telling ourselves the truth. The greatest obstacle on the road to Biafra restoration is within the wider Biafra family, including those who are claiming to be Biafrans, but they are not indeed. And we must deal with all these things. Otherwise, we will be deceiving ourselves. We are the people holding ourselves. And that war we are talking about must be fought within the Biafra family for us to stand and tell ourselves the truth. If we are realistic, we must deal with the plague eating deep and constituting obstacle on the road to Biafra restoration. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast once more. I'll go to Engineer Dr. Clifford Iranya to give us his perspective on issues and of course get certain information from him. Doctor, I don't know whether you're hearing me.
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Confirm you can hear me.
Yes, the world is listening. Biafrans are listening.
Okay, Mazuche, do you want me to react to the news or to the issues affecting the restoration process?
All of them, whichever one you want to start with.
Okay, let me have a kind of glimpse or glance over the news you read. I was able to jot down, you know, 4 points. The first one is Jonathan declaring a full-scale war. And piggybacking on that is the issue of, you know, Boko Haram taking over Maiduguri. I mean, this is, in English language, there's something called oxymoron, where you bring two diametrically opposed words together, you know. So this is an oxymoron. You are declaring full-scale war. You claim you are taking the battle to the enemy. At the same time, people are running away. I mean, Boko Haram is taking over the capital of a state. So I don't really, the two information they don't add up. The two information don't add up. So there's something missing there. Now, to the third point, you know, he said, the defense headquarters is saying that they are going to defeat Boko Haram. My question is, how can you do that when actually, yes, can you hear me? Uche, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, go ahead.
Okay, so the third point is the issue of defense headquarters, you know, claiming that they will defeat Boko Haram. The question is, how can they do that when all of them are member, all of them in the military are members of Boko Haram, except people from the Biafran extraction in the military? It is absolutely impossible. Instead, Boko Haram will be gaining more ground. So that claim is false. Now, the final one, which will now lead me into the state of the restoration process, is the...
Yeah, Doctor, let us... I'll come back to you. Let us bring in Barrister Mamezu, and then you will continue after his introduction, please. Are you hearing me?
Yes, yes, yes. I just muted my microphone. Go ahead.
Please. Yeah, thank you very much. We are now joined by Barrister Imam Mezu. Of course, he remains one of us, one of the pillars of this restoration project. Barrister, I don't know whether you're hearing me. The Biafran people will want to hear from you. Please, can you say hello to them before we continue?
Yeah, thank you, Uchemefo. Good morning to you. And good morning, Dr. Engineer Iranya. Hearing your voice, and of course, Uchemefo is sitting at the desk this morning. Fellow Biafrans, I take this opportunity to say good morning to all of you. Wherever you are listening from, wherever you are coming from,
wherever you
make your call from, we welcome you at this AM edition of Radio Biafra. This is what we do every day, morning and evening. We cannot stop. We cannot relent. We cannot look away. We cannot look back. We remain resilient. We remain forceful. We remain steady. And we remain committed to the restoration of Biafra. We thank all of you once again for your listenership and for your dedication to this particular struggle. Nobody runs away from his house. Even if it's burning, you still have to go back to find out what you can retrieve and what you can salvage. Biafra remains our own country, our own nation that we can never run away from. We still have people there, and we have to do our best to protect our citizens, regardless of few individuals trying to stop our movement, which is unstoppable. We thank you for all the support and assistance you are giving to us, to Radio Biafra and to the entire people of Biafra. We welcome you. And HMFO, without any further ado, let me go straight into the news while Engineer Dr. Urania is standing by. Yes, House of Fulani Boko Haram have one agenda: to kill Christians, to take our towns and villages, but we resist this particular movement. We fought a big, atrocious war, a war that was one-sided, a war that the hands of Biafran military were tied world over, supported House of Fulani Boko Haram in the name called Nigeria, a name concocted to pillage, to steal, and to loot what Biafrans left under their soil. Digging and taking what does not belong to you is not only illegal, it is very atrocious. We are telling those who supported House of Fulani Boko Haram during Nigerian Biafran War that years have gone by. What we did not know, we know now. And we've come of a big age that we cannot be deceived again by any media power, by any distractions. We cannot. We have a very central focus, which is the restoration of Biafra. We can never be distracted, neither will be deterred from reaching our destination, which is the restoration of Biafra. We hear different news every day. Jonathan and his men, military men, they will curb the insurgents before April. This was said in February. We are now in September. He's now declaring a full-out war. Very ridiculous in nature. Very ridiculous. Coming from the same man that told us Boko Haram issue will be a thing of the past. We are still in it, and they are still encroaching villages upon villages. Our people normally say, Usumani Lumala, Yamapalam Nehe. Whatever they claim in their villages, we don't want them to pass into our territory. And we will do all we could to stop not only the insurgents, but House of Fulani, Boko Haram, their politicians, who pretend in the morning, in the night, they're all wearing Boko Haram uniform. We know you. No matter what you tell us here, no matter any distraction you're trying to bring upon Ejirika, it is all fallacious fallacy. We know all this. It's politics. Politics is a game that looks like diplomacy, but more dangerous than diplomacy. You claim to be one Nigeria. During the night, you are killing people. The people you're supposed to look after, you are killing them. During the day, you go into parliament houses to proclaim of love and oneness. And fools who believe what you're telling them. My bed is only the eyes of a child that fears a painted devil. The Afrans are now aware of all the trickery, all the manipulations, all the forgery, and all your media campaign to deceive and to hoodwink those who are still trying to learn you. We've researched you, we learn you, we know you. We know the way you operate. You pull, you start asking who pulled. We know all these politics. Yoruba will tell you to hear me. We are aware of all these things. At this time and age, we can no longer be deceived by your politics and your politicians and your media. We are aware. And we will fight back at a designated time. Every Biafra man or woman, wherever you are, be at alert. Do not be deceived by what you hear from either Western media or from the Hausa Fulani zoological media. Do not believe a word from them. If you are looking for the truth, tune into Radio Biafra. You will get the information you need. You will be equipped to debate any information that is wrong, to tell them that they have been feeding us with rumors that have no legs to stand. We know Biafra must come, but it will not come in isolation unless all of us pull together in the same direction and at the same time. Few individuals here pulling Biafra, supporting Nigeria. Then we have the other faction asking Biafrans to support them, but they are part of that zoo. We cannot work with splinter groups. We only have one particular central command, Radio Biafra. We are pursuing the truth. We are not here to take bribe. We are not here to accept money from any particular politician or individual, because the lives of our people is very central to our pursuit here. We are not here to compromise or to reject our people's call. The genuine people's call is to restore Biafra. Our women have been neglected, abused, raped, brutalized. Our young men have no job. Therefore, they cannot even make a family. Only Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are picking Biafra women, discarding them after using them. This we must stop. This we will stop. We can never relent until the security of our indigenous people of Biafra are beautifully secured. And that is why we preach here on a daily basis. We will not stop until Biafra is restored. Uchebefo, you and Dr. Engineer Iranya, I hand this microphone back to you while I'm still waiting here for further instructions. Thank you.
Thank you, Barrister, for that. Thank you for that. That is very instructive, very educative, as well as informative. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. I think we need to look into one or two things. We will be right back. We will be right back.
Emeka Moroko, onye amazi onye bu onye. Amarozi onye bu onye. Amu na ji ya na bu na na. Amarozi onye bu onye.
Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are reaching you from London, and this is the AM edition for the 6th of September 2014, and we are glad we are here today. We will now go back to Engineer Dr. Iranya to continue to give us his perspective, and of course on issues affecting us as a people. Doctor, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you. Check, confirm you can hear me.
Yes, I can. Go ahead. I will not interrupt you. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
Okay, I believe I was trying to draw a nexus between the Ihejirika issue and what we have in the restoration process in terms of distraction. Looking at the accusation and counter-accusation on Ihejirika, you find out that it is coming from the APC members. And if you remember, APC is the political wing of Boko Haram. So, and in football, or they call it soccer here in the United States, it is generally believed that attack is the best form of defense. You know, so in order for the APC Boko Haram sponsors to defend themselves, they will have to go on the offensive. So linking that to the problem we are having in the restoration process, we have a situation where the same APC sponsored so-called pro-Biafran groups are attacking us or trying to portray us as a terrorist group. And these are the same group that are doing exactly what they are accusing the indigenous people of Biafra of. Let me give you quite a few examples. When Director Nnamdi Kanu traveled last year to Biafra land, a very prominent member and, as a matter of fact, close associate or a very close friend of Nnamdi Kanu was calling our sister, Eberechukwu Anebogu, trying to find out where Director is and monitor him. And what is the plan behind that? Another of their members, resident here in Dallas, sent me an email, and I have that email, promising me that as soon as the Director gets to Biafra land, he will be kidnapped. In another email, when Director visited us here and he came to Dallas and he went to Los Angeles, he sent me an email revealing that if I had brought Director
Yes, go ahead. We are not hearing you again, Doctor. Are you okay there? Hello? Not hearing him. We have lost him. We will try to reconnect. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are reaching you from London, and this is the AM edition for the 6th of September 2014. We will be right back. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching from London. We wanted to actually find out what was happening. But before then, I mean, there was a slight disconnection from our system here. We will go to the phone and take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, good morning, Uchemefo.
Good morning, and welcome to the program. Please, can you give us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, thank you very much. This is Festus Anekwe. I'm calling from London here.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Uche?
Yes, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. I want to use this opportunity to thank every Biafrans, all of us on Freedom, and friends of freedom around the world. I don't have much to say this morning, but I just want to, you know, touch on one and two things. Firstly, it's on the news today, where they were talking about Azubike, Ihejirika, this and that, supporting or sponsoring Boko Haram. What I want to tell us, or what I want to tell Biafrans, is this. You see, this kind of news shouldn't be coming on our headlines. Because this is the way they used to indict people, and from there they start arranging other further things, and they start messing things up.
What do you mean by it shouldn't be coming on our side? They want to destroy us as a people, and you are saying it's not supposed to come on our website?
You see, because what they want to create now is an avenue where they will start, you know, seeing us somehow, so we have to be very careful on that aspect.
Seeing us somehow, that they are dragging our brother into terrorism, which is obviously not. And
yes.
Then we leave that alone. Is that what you're saying?
We should be very technical on that area and
how technical we have to be other than this.
You know, media is the most powerful weapon. Yeah? So we have to know how we are taking it. Otherwise it will you know, distract what we are doing and the focus that we have. So we have to be very, very tactical there, please. You guys know more than me, and I'm sure you understand the way I'm going.
No, I don't. I don't understand.
Media is the most powerful. You see this now, it is just written as a headline. And from there, they will start forming other things, other ways. Engineering, I just mentioned something now, you know, concerning that, so we have to be very, very tactical when we are treating that kind of information when it comes up.
Okay, my brother, I think maybe you have a different perspective, but let me tell you where we are coming from. You mentioned media as a powerful tool for everything. The Yoruba media has been dominating and telling our stories for us. This is exactly what they are doing again. They are telling our stories for us. They are even concocting stories, and they want the world to believe it. My brother, this is 21st century. This is the internet or technology age. If we don't debunk this, that is going to do incalculable damage to our people. This is Boko Haram killing our people, maiming our people, destroying us as a people. And the Hausa Fulani oligarchy, the retired military generals from northern part of Nigeria, who are actually sponsoring Boko Haram and the Sokoto Caliphate, led by the Sultan of Sokoto, who are shielding Boko Haram. They want to shift attention. They are the criminals. They are the terrorists themselves, and they want to shift attention. They want to tell you that it is a Biafran who is sponsoring Boko Haram. And I think you would have been able to see that. We are the media. We need to debunk this issue, and that is what we are doing. And we want to prove it beyond reasonable doubt that it is not Biafrans who sponsor Boko Haram. Rather, it is the other way around. They are diverting attention, and the world must know it. If we keep quiet, then we are acquitting to it.
Exactly, Uche. You see, now they have not mentioned all these people that are sponsoring this thing. It's only this guy now. They have not mentioned them.
Yeah, so why do you want us to keep quiet?
No, I'm saying that you have to be tactical on how to tackle it.
Tell me how we are going to be tactical. I don't understand. I mean, I have told you my reason, here. I don't know. How are we going to be tactical?
Okay.
If not, if we are not tactical now.
Maybe I cannot be able to explain it in detail for you now. Maybe in later time I will. But let me just, you know, something on the other this scene.
Yes, make it snappy, please.
Okay. The thing I want to tell our people is nobody should ever fear of anything. No fear at all. Because what we are doing is a right and a rightful thing that we're supposed to do at this particular point in time. Our people can see that this Hausa Fulani, their plans and what they are planning to do is never good at all. So we don't have to fear of anything. We have to be focused. We have to be well planned and arrange ourselves so that we can be able to defeat these people, because we are going to defeat them no matter what it takes. We are going to defeat them. So everybody has to bear this in mind. No fear at all in any form. Any activities we are carrying out, we have to carry out boldly. We have to move with boldness and focus on anything we are doing in this struggle. So nobody should ever fear of anything, of anybody. Because all this thing they are bringing is to put fear or intimidation to our people. That should not happen to anybody. That is another reason I'm putting. Today is our meeting. Biafrans in UK, in London particularly, we are having our meeting today. So please, I beg each and every one of us to be on this meeting on time. We have very important things to discuss. We have very important issues to discuss, to tackle today. So I beg each and every one of us to be on this and prepare yourself very well for this meeting. It will be held in Noon Head. The address is on the Facebook. The announcement has been made so many times. So we all know this. So get yourself prepared and come on time for this meeting. Uche, I thank you very much for what you guys are doing. Continue to do it. And God is going to give us our demand. He's going to give us what we want. Thank you, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my brother. That is the PRO of London for the indigenous people of Biafra, Festus Anekwe. And he has just announced that indigenous people of Biafra in London are going to have their meetings today, and it is a non-head. Everybody knows this. If you don't, please go to the Facebook of Indigenous People of Biafra in the United Kingdom, Biafrans in the United Kingdom, and you will surely get the direction, or simply call him, and you will be able to get more direction. Call the contacts there, and you'll be able to get the information you need. There are so many callers and Before I go to Engineer Dr. Iranya, I must go back to Barrister Imam Mezu. I will go back to Barrister Imam Mezu. It's very important. Barrister, I don't know whether you're hearing me.
Yes, sir, Uchemafo. Thank you for reverting back to me. And just in response to what Festus Anakwe was saying earlier, if I do understand him perfectly, it is impracticable, if you like, impossible for us to hear that Ihejirika is being labeled as a terrorist and then we look away. First is a Biafran, although he was fighting and working for the zoo. And whilst he was there, he was doing effective job in combating Boko Haram and their associates. They didn't like his operation because it was very dogmatic, very effective. The Satan of Sokoto told Lord Jonathan and as his boy to remove Ihejirika. First of all, they said they will indict him for war crime. And now, latest, they say he's now Boko Haram sponsor. How can you be sponsoring somebody and killing them? There is no rationale to that. So first of all, there are things we don't look into, and there are things we must. It's an incumbent upon Radio Biafra to rebuttal, to refute some false allegations being meted upon our people. It's like the 3.2 million that have been battered around. There are 3.2 million Biafrans. Why in reality is 5.2? If we carry on with the 3.2 million, we are still singing the same song as our stories are being told by outsiders, and we didn't have the power to rebuttal or to refute or to realign what they have been saying all these years. Now we've got the power. You're right. Media is a powerful tool to extinguishing any particular rubbish that comes in our way. Therefore, this is one of them, to refute the allegation to Ihejirika, and there's no other platform. White House, Yoruba, Fulani, Boko Haram media are bringing their own. How many things have we reported here on Radio Biafra? Remember, the economy, 26th largest. When Radio Biafra halted them, they went back to rebasing. What about Chibok girls? If we see it and get quiet, it's got nothing to do with us, but it's a rumor. It's their own way of extortion, getting money. And of course, they did get money from Goodluck. He was giving money to those who claim to be the parents of Chibok that we've never seen, that has never been surfaced or even be evidenced that, yes, there was such a thing. There wasn't. So it's all concocted stories. Radio Biafra is here to remove all those falsehoods that are not real. Therefore, my brother, we are doing the right thing we're supposed to do. And anything we do here on Radio Biafra, we are in agreement. Thank you once again, Mr. Mafo. You can go back to Dr. Engineer Iranya.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you. Thank you for that, Barrister. Yes, of course, as you can see, as always, no Igbo man is coming out. No group. No Ohanezes. No Aki Kengas. No Igbo Zumes coming out to defend what is obvious lie and concussion by the Hausa Fulani Yoruba Oligarchy against brother Ihejirika. It is only Radio Biafra saying the obvious. And very soon, they will say that they were the ones doing it. They are busy pursuing contracts in Abuja, and we are saying that that is not how to go. We must do the right thing, and that we are doing the truth must be preached. And we must also not lose sight of the fact that we are marching towards the restoration of Biafra. In doing that, we will not overlook any other thing alongside that are potentially going to cause us harm. We will go back to Engineer Dr. Clifford Iraya. They call us on Skype. We'll get back to you because Engineer Dr. Iraya was saying something before you call. Please exercise patience. We will come back to you. Doctor, I don't know whether you're hearing me.
Yes, I can hear you. Confirm you can hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. The line went off and I wondered what happened.
Yes, can you recall where I was when the line went off?
Yes, you were talking about the House of Lani concussion of lies against Ihejirika, and of course that they also are using people within Biafra family to do the dirty job. You were actually talking about the dirty job that they are doing against director when director traveled last time to the zoo called Nigeria, and the Biafra land people were calling our sister Rita and Borg asking about director's itinerary, his whereabouts, his contact. And in fact, they actually reported a number of issues to the Interpol with a view to arresting director. You also talked about when he went to the Australia or something, and when he came to the United States, you were actually talking about the email being sent by those people, one of them from the United States of America. I think that is where you stopped. And it will be good, of course, to do a recap on that.
Okay, yeah, thank you. You got it right. When directors traveled to Biafra land, like you said, members of this, high-ranking members of this so-called pro-Biafra group, obviously sponsored by APC, and especially this man who is very close to director, was trying to find out his whereabouts. And then when director, you know, was about to go back to Biafra land, a member of their group sent me an email saying that he has it on good authority that if he steps in Biafra land, that they're going to kidnap him. The same person sent me an email revealing that he already planned how to gun down director in Houston if he had stepped his feet in Houston, because director came to broadcast in Dallas. That was in March this year. You know, and from what you informed us a couple of days ago, they have already set up their militant group, they called Ndenja whatever, waiting to attack director as soon as he goes back to Biafra land. So you now begin to look at it. Now, they are tagging us or trying to paint a picture of a terrorist group of the indigenous people of Biafra, whereas they are the ones that are exhibiting all the characteristics of terrorism. You know, so that's the kind of thing that is playing out on Ihejirika's case. The real sponsors of Boko Haram are accusing Ihejirika of terrorism. I mean, terrorists all over the world, they go undercover. Barrister Imam Mezu is a practicing lawyer in the United Kingdom. I am an oil and gas engineer working right here in Houston, in Texas. I mean, all my principal officers here, they are, you know, law-abiding citizens. Like I stated in the article that I posted on Radio Biafra, London, Facebook, and other platforms, we had our rally on the 30th of May peacefully in over 360 cities in over 88 countries, and we were given police protection. Go to our Facebook, we all have our pictures right there, even our family pictures. Are these characteristics of terrorist group? So I want Biafra.
Yes, doctor. I think it is very important that in saying all this, revealing all these things, it is very important that we actually talk about the said letters and who actually wrote it, because it is very instructive. Very, very instructive. Go ahead, please.
Okay, do you want me to read that letter?
No, as the case may be, maybe when you finish what you were saying in the synopsis of what you were saying, because when we are saying this, people will be thinking, yes, they are just rambling and things like that. We do things with evidence, and that is how it is. It is very important, because these people, I mean, the enemies we are talking about, who are the Nigerian establishment, are actually using people within us to do these dirty jobs.
Yes, yes, Uche, yeah. So the thing is this, we need to make this clear to Biafrans, and most importantly, you know, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom. We have government listening in on this program. We have security apparatuses from different governments. We have the CIA, the FBI, the MI5, you know, we have the Mossad, we have most of these, you know, organized, well-established security and intelligence agencies listening. And here you have a group of people from a monolithic area of Biafra land, specifically, Igbo-speaking area, but one or two, three Igbo-speaking states, coming out with a document trying to paint the indigenous people of Biafra as terrorists. That is wrong. That is false information. That is the deception. I mean, we are all here, you know, with our head held high, and we are not hiding. If somebody goes to London today, they will see you, Uche Mefor. Your picture is right there on the Facebook and all over the internet. And today, though I wasn't using watching the YouTube of it, but I from what I heard, director came on live on TV during the PM broadcast, and that was yesterday anyway. And Imam Mezu's picture is there. All my principal officers right here in North America, these are real people. They are not using pseudonyms. They are not using aliases. They are using their real names. And they are coming out to say, we want our freedom. And they are doing it in a peaceful way and methodically. So how can somebody in his right senses, or a group of people, now begin to paint this, you know, law-abiding, well-meaning, and, you know, people with rational reasoning? How can people now be painting them as terrorists, writing all manner of documents with false claims, trying to paint them as terrorists? This is wrong. I think we have to go into this and, you know, take the necessary step to make sure that we bring to books those who are perpetrating this act. It is wrong for you to paint somebody in a different color, or try to paint a different picture of somebody. We are Biafrans. We are not hiding. We have our identities are all there. We are doing our legitimate businesses all over the world. We held rallies. We have our meetings. We are registered. We are in the document that I published on Facebook, on the Radio Biafra Land on Facebook, I put the incorporation number, the number which indigenous people of Biafra was incorporated. I put it right there, there, and I also put our tax ID. That is something you don't even reveal, but I have to put it there for the whole world to see. And yet people are there writing and trying to call us terrorists. It is very, very important that we make this clear to the whole world. We are not terrorists. Rather, those who are accusing us are the real terrorists, because they are hiding and they are doing things that are illegal. You know, they have a document different accepting members, different from the document they use in registration. They are doing things, you know, in one way, and they are hiding. These are the real terrorists, not the indigenous people of Biafra. Uche, let me stand. I'll stand by, and maybe you can take a few calls.
Yeah, thank you very much. Of course, I will come back to you to look more into the details of all this we are saying. Those who are accusing Radio Biafra and indigenous people of Biafra of embarking on illegal activities should look at themselves again. And just like Engineer Dr. Iranya said, we successfully conducted the 30th of May 2014 Memorial Day around the world. No other person did. No other people did. And we were all given police protection around the world. And how can a sane human being say that we are terrorists? There is also a letter from the so-called elders. Elders, I don't know the role of elders in our land. They are watching idly by. They have allowed atrocities, abomination to be going on. A lot of people are killing the Anambra State government in recent past killed mass of members. They killed them, they drummed them in Ezu River, and they didn't do anything. They did not do anything. They didn't say anything. A lot of our people in northern part of Nigeria are victims of Boko Haram. They have not stood up to say anything. A lot of our people have been deported from Lagos. They have not done anything. And more importantly, they attach themselves as the custodians of the people. The question we're asking here is, what is the role of elders? If elders do not do what they are supposed to do, then the younger generation will take over and do the right thing. What we are asking those within the Biafra family who claim to be fighting for Biafra, and those who say that they are defending the indigenous people of Biafra, albeit bogus claim indeed, is this: what have you done? What have you done to defend the rights of Biafrans who are being trampled upon, who are being massacred, whose economic interests are being emasculated, who are politically disenfranchised in every sector of that zoo called Nigeria? What have you done about Ezu River? What are you even doing about kidnapping in Biafra land? What are you doing about all other atrocities in Biafra land against the people of Biafra? How many cases have you prosecuted and on behalf of the Biafran people? The answer is none. And it begs a lot of questions. Let us take this call. The caller on the Skype line, your name and where you're calling from. This is terrible. I don't know what is happening here. There is serious static here. The caller on... No, I can't take this call. Let us go to the other line. Let's go to the other line. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on the Skype. They are not talking. The caller on Skype, are you hearing me? No. Yes, we are saying that. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We will try to come back to you in a minute. Just imagine. So the caller on Skype, you left your... I've been talking to you, you don't want to speak.
Uchemafa is speaking to me?
I have been talking to you and you are not responding.
Oh yes, I'm sorry. I want to say good morning to all the Biafrans. Good morning to everybody, Barrister Mamezu and you, Uchemafo, and all the peoples and lovers of Biafra all over the world. Uchemafo, before I proceed, it's a pity, as of last week I've been calling and I was not been able to connect it. When the issue of the Yorubas
were being my brother, what is your name, first of all, and where are you calling from?
My name is Carlos Stephen Ijem. I'm calling from the heart of the zoos. I heard from then the local government at the state of Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I was saying that I was really, really eager to air my views about the director's topic of last week, about the Yorubas, and it's unfortunate that I was not been able to be connected. Can I proceed?
Of course, the world is listening. Go ahead and make your point. You know that only one person can speak at a time. There are so many callers coming on the line, and it is nobody's fault. As you are speaking, there are so many people calling, and they will also be making the same complaint. Go ahead.
I just want to let all the Biafrans to know. I'm sorry, a little bit. I want to deviate on. I want to go back to last week's topic. If not for the Yorubas, the Biafran Civil War wouldn't have been fought. The Biafran Civil War wouldn't have come. Why? The reason was that if go on.
My brother, please, what do you have to say about what we are talking about today? You can say whatever happened last week after that, please.
Okay, it's okay. I just opened my computer this morning, although as at 2-3 days ago, the news had been on air that Ihejirika was one of the Boko Haram sponsors with the sheriff. And I think there was a guy that called from London. I think he were a bit misunderstood him. What the guy was trying to say that news shouldn't bother us because that is one of the antis of our enemies they want to use, you know, to paint us black. So I tried to reason it that way, that guy was trying to, you know...
I did not misunderstand him, and I don't think you are in position to direct me on what I should think about it. Tell me how he was misunderstood.
Okay. I was just trying to, you know, help him out because I read it from that angle that he was trying to say that that news shouldn't bother us. The same thing I'm trying to say now, that the issue of...
Why should the news not bother us?
Yes, because we know it's an artist they are using, you know, to paint us black.
Already. If it is an antique they are using to paint us black, the best response is to keep calm, yes?
That is just for us to find our means of, you know, countering their antics. That is what I'm trying to say. That's the best thing we're supposed to do.
What is the best thing? I didn't hear you.
I said the best thing we will do is to find a way to counter their strategy to paint us black. That's what I'm trying to say.
And that is one of the ways we are using on this platform as we discuss it now.
Sorry?
One of those ways you are talking about is what we are just doing.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is 21st century. Anything written on a paper or said on air or anywhere, if you leave that thing and it goes over 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, it becomes a norm.
Okay, thank you for that.
Thank you. You wanted to say something about last week? This is Radio BFR Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. What we were saying before borders on the issues that are affecting the generality of our people, the general and wider Biafra family, and the way forward. Engineer Dr. Iraya was making reference to a number of concerted action, albeit in the negative direction, by a group of people who claim to be working for and on behalf of the Biafran people, but they are out there to tag others terrorists. These are the people that say that they are representing Biafrans in the law court. And that claim is bogus, because we are known as Democrats. A group of people cannot just come and nominate themselves and force themselves on the people. Albeit on the issue that is very central to our people. There was no time that indigenous people of Biafra sat together, agreed to appoint anybody to represent them as council of elders, or to establish a customary law court. That has never happened. And no matter how long anybody wants it to sink in the consciousness of people, it is not going to happen. And that is the beginning of their failure. They have written letters to different government agencies. They have sent disclaimers on Radio Biafra and Indigenous People of Biafra. And they did this secretly. Some of them leaked out. And their aim is to destroy what Indigenous people of Biafra are doing all over the world. We are having strong presence in at least 88 countries around the world. And we are making tremendous progress. And without the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, and without Radio Biafra, people wouldn't have been talking about Biafra restoration today the way it is being talked about at the moment. We have made several inroads, including making contacts with foreign partners. And it is on record. And it is everywhere. And it is evident that we are doing so. And the world is bearing witness. The question is, what are others doing? Those who claim to be representing indigenous people of Biafra in court and other places, what have they done? How many cases have they prosecuted for and on behalf of the Biafran people? What are they doing? The elders that attach themselves to them, what are they doing? What have they done as elders? What have they done? A lot of things are happening to our people. We are being killed. We are being bombed. We are being deported. Nobody's saying anything. The ample opportunity came as well for the Biafrans to be given platform. And that was in the just concluded Fraudland National Conference, where the so-called elders of the concocted indigenous people of Biafra by a group of people went, and they never mentioned Biafra. They were afraid. They were so timid to mention and to defend Biafra. When they approached, they said that they do not want to prejudice the case in court, because there is an ongoing case against Nigerian government by Biafrans. But mind you that nobody has been appointed to represent Biafrans in court. Anybody going to court is going on his own. But the indigenous people of Biafra did not send them. They have also said that they were going to sue the Nigerian government over national conference for conducting national conference. The question is, what have they done about it? They said they are going to sue them and nothing is happening. We want to know who is deceiving who. And they have also said that they are paying allegiance to Nigerian constitution, that they are obedient citizens of Nigeria, that they are obeying the rule of law, and they have casted aspersion and taunted other pro-Biafra organizations that their members are not being arrested, but others are being arrested. And we are saying that there is no wisdom and logic in that, because if you are obeying the laws of your oppressor, if you are obedient servant of your oppressor, if you are obedient citizens of your oppressor, if you are obeying and implementing the laws of your oppressor, every time, day in, day out, then the question is, what are you fighting for then? Albeit on the issue of division of the entity called your oppressor and Nigeria. Why are you fighting for division of Nigeria if you are obedient citizen of Nigeria? Because in the first place, Nigeria's constitution, one of the cardinal principles of Nigerian constitution, is to get Nigeria together. It is to protect the territorial integrity and cohesion in the so-called Nigeria, if ever there is cohesion. The constitution of the abominable contraption called Nigeria is for Nigeria to be one. And then you said you are obeying Nigerian law, but said you also want Nigeria to break up. It is not possible. So if you're obeying Nigerian law, Nigerian government has no reason to molest you. If you are obedient citizens of Nigeria and you're obeying the rule of law, there is no reason and there is no case for you to answer in terms of being molested. You cannot be molested. You cannot be arrested because you are obeying the law. You have not broken any law. And so you are in your own league. You are not in the League of Freedom Fighters. Because if you're a freedom fighter and you don't want how your oppressor, in this case Nigeria, is treating you, you will fight them with every arsenal at your disposal, rather than going to beg them in court to give you freedom. It is laughable and very ridiculous. If you're a freedom fighter, you are fighting for a cause. And that cause must remain central to what you believe in. In everything you do, if anybody respects you, they must respect your opinion. And that is the respecting the cause you are fighting for. And in the first place, what is on the ground, the reality is such that you are not recognized. The so-called Nigeria does not recognize your right to independence. And you claim to be fighting for your independence, you claim to be a freedom fighter, and you are still dining and whining with Nigerian government. and you are still obeying the law. You are still an obedient citizen. Then what are you talking about? You are simply making a political argument. You should be fighting for your freedom, not in Nigerian court, but outside that sphere. That is how freedom fighting is fought all over the world. The only time a freedom fighter should come to a round table, if any, if at all, is when they negotiate how the assets of their own people and that of the oppressor is going to be divided, how their own people are going to be freed. But what we are experiencing today is people shouting Biafra in the morning, in the night, they romance Nigerian government. They go looking for contracts in Abuja. They extend their tentacles just in case we don't know where the Messiah is going to come from. They align with their enemies and they claim they are intellectuals and that they know what it takes to fight for their freedom. They have said that United Nations gave them guidelines on how to get their freedom. For avoidance of doubt, United Nations Department for Economic and Social Affairs, the NGO group, is specifically for NGOs, not necessarily fighting for freedom, but those who subscribe to Millennium Development Goal. You can as well fight for your freedom, but that is not the cardinal principle of that department. And lying that you are representing indigenous people of Biafra is the greatest mistake you are making. Because indigenous people of Biafra never mandated you. Indigenous people of Biafra never sat down and agreed with your council of elders to respect, I mean, to defend them in court or anywhere, or to advocate for them. These are a group of about 10 to 15 people pulling wool over everybody's eyes. We distanced ourselves from them when we noticed a lot of monumental illegality they are sitting on. And we make bold to say that these people are deceiving themselves and that we can only deal with sincere people. You don't need to be perfect, but be sincere for once in what you are doing. That is all we want. And some of them are calling for unity, but they have done one of the greatest damages to the so-called unity they are calling for. They have circulated a lot of poignant letters and documents to different government institutions who incidentally are not listening to them, including the disclaimer they wrote on Radio Biafra and Nnamdi Kanu and the wider family of indigenous people of Biafra. These are some of the things, of course, that are hypocritical about fighting for the restoration of Biafra. A number of people have come up to say, why did you register indigenous people of Biafra? You cannot register indigenous people of Biafra that indigenous people of Biafra is an entity. But they have forgotten that for you to operate legally, you must come together under a legal entity. That area is and remains sacrosanct. If the countries these IPOB families are registered should grant that permission, who are they to question that? Who are they to question that? Or are we going to compare it with those who say that they are representing in indigenous people of Biafra, where in their constitution, in the documents, founding documents they used to register themselves, they lied, they put all sorts of cunning words in order to get themselves registered, and they are throwing their hands up at the end of the day. What we are trying to say in essence here is that all that you planned are backfiring. The reports made to Nigerian security agencies, we have them on good note that it is coming to naught, because in the first place Nigerian government knows about us and that we are present in that particular zoo called Nigeria. You sent letters to the Interpol and more specifically to United Kingdom government, British government, to arrest or probably to tag IPOB, Radio Biafra, in the example of Biafra, a terrorist organization, and to arrest some people, including myself, which I'm a foreigner, and I'm the Kanu. But it's not working out. And when you approach them, they will say, we have looked at it and we see that if we continue dragging it, it will bring problems to the struggle. It will bring disrepute to the struggle. Where in the first place you have done it? You have done it. The only thing is that you didn't succeed and you want to come and save face. All these things are some of the obstacles to Biafra restoration, and they cannot be overlooked. And if we are serious as a people, we must look into that and try them. Some people are saying, oh, we don't need to talk about all these things. We need to talk about it because without a real fight, without us cleansing our backyards, we are talking nonsense and we are going nowhere. We have a secondary enemy, I must say, which remains Nigerian government. The primary enemy is an obstacle to Biafra restoration are right there within the wider Biafra family. And they are being sponsored again by the Nigerian government and their enemies. And it is worrisome, but we are courageous enough and we are not going to lose sight of that, and we are not going to be distracted. We are going to face all this head on. Biafra is worth fighting for, both within, both from within and from outside. And without a fight, without a real fight, Biafra can never be restored. For there are monsters and witches and wizards who have perched and laid siege on Biafra restoration project. We must not allow that to see corruption. As you can see, we are making progress, and that progress must be sustained. I will go back to Engineer Dr. Iranya to get his perspective on issues so far. Doctor?
Yes, I'm with you, Uche. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, Uche. Yes, expanding on what you said. We are indigenous people of Biafra. We are not terrorists. We are simply freedom fighter. I have pulled a lot of definitions here on freedom. Who is a freedom fighter? But I'm just going to read one or two. He said a freedom fighter is a person engaged in a resistance movement against what they believe to be an oppressive and illegitimate government. Another definition, he said, a freedom fighter wants his people to have their own nation and independence and to get rid of oppressors. He said that people who think like this are said to think in a nationalist way. So we are freedom fighters. We are not jokers and we are not terrorists. So for people who are supposed
and my brother, a freedom fighter does not go to seek redress in the court of the oppressor.
Exactly.
And they do not dine and wine. Rather, they maintain on a particular cause they are fighting for.
Yes. That is what Director Nandi has always been calling, philosophical consistency. You have to be philosophically consistent. You can't just be behaving like a candle in the wind. How can a group of people who call themselves freedom fighter or working for restoration of Biafra be having anything to do with APC? For goodness sake, APC is the political wing of Boko Haram. Look at all the top APC members. They are all Boko Haram sponsors. Who are the ones now accusing Ihejirika of being a terror? Are they not APC members? Rocha Sokorocha, is he not an APC member? He spent all his life in the Boko Haram region in that Islamic Republic of Nigeria. So how can people want to be in freedom fighting and be philosophically inconsistent? That does not add up. I mean, that is not the right way. He went ahead, instead of doing something, you are attacking people who have done practical things on the ground, writing petitions all over the place, trying to paint them black, and saying things that are not true.
It is important that you read that disclaimer that they sent the other time, and of course, what our people are doing in that regard. I don't know whether you have it, any document
yes.
you have there. Because
yes,
it's very
yes.
important that we look into all this and not waver.
Yes.
Anybody who doesn't like it should go and rest. Because
exactly.
our image must be redeemed. And we need to tell our people what is happening.
Yes, yes, Uchemefo, with me here, a document titled Public Notice and Disclaimer on Nnamdi Kanu and Radio Biafra London. It is typed on a letter-headed paper called Office of Indigenous People of Biafra, represented by Vilier Human Rights Initiative, suit number FHCOWCS192-2013, Federal High Court over Imo State, Nigeria. And they have in bracket or parentheses, customary law government by Council of Elders under the Constitution of Nigeria 1999. And they have a motto possibly written in Latin, Ubi Jus Ibi Remedium. And this is a Biafran organization with a motto in Latin. Beside there, they have a list of people they called Governing Council of Indigenous People of Biafra. And their names are His Royal Majesty, the Honorable Justice Eze Ozobu, OFR, chairman. That's an Igbo name, by the way. And I believe he's from Enugu State.
Doctor, yes, continue, yes.
Dr. Dozie Ikedife, FROCOG, I believe he's a fellow Royal College of Gynecologists or something. Then FICSOONJP, deputy chairman. Colonel Joe Achuzie, retired secretary. Achuzie is from Anioma, he's from Delta State, but he's an Igbo man. Then they have other members. Chief Barrister Sylvester Debe Odumegwu Ojukwu, who I believe is one of the sons of the late General Ojukwu, and is from Unewi, I believe, in Anambra State. Professor Chidi Osuagu, that's an Igbo man. His Royal Highness Eze Matthew Onweni, that's an Igbo man. Nze Charles Umeokonkwo, that's an Igbo man. Engineer Amadi Innocent Obinna, that's an Igbo man. Right Reverend Dr. Maglorious Enyo, that's an Igbo man. And last but not the least, they have a solicitor here, Emeka Emekesiri Esquire Mekadov Chamber. That's an Igbo man, as a matter of fact, from the area where I got married from. So he's definitely an Igbo man, because my wife is Igbo. Now, the title is Public Notice and Disclaimer on Nnamdi Kanu and Radio Biafra London. It said suit number FSCOWCS 19223 2013, Bilie Human Rights Initiative representing indigenous people of Biafra versus Federal Republic of Nigeria and Attorney General of the Federation. Uche, I know you and I have talked about this offline, but whenever they present this thing, it makes it look like it is the case is between Bilie Human Rights Initiative and the Federal Republic of Nigeria, because I have the writ of summon. I have the original cause they filed. It is always Bilie Human Rights Initiative versus Federal Republic of Nigeria. It shouldn't be. It should have been indigenous people of Biafra versus Federal Republic of Nigeria, which Bilie Human Rights Initiative as their legal consultant. Anyway, yes. I proceed. Let me read the main disclaimer they wrote. Now, I said, the defendants in the above named suit pending in the Federal High Court over Nigeria and the general public and members of international community are hereby put on notice that Mr. Nnamdi Kanu and Radio Biafra London and all indigenous people of Biafra who have followed him in rebellion and disobedience to the order and directives of the Supreme Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra are not acting on behalf of or by the authority of Bilie Human Rights Initiative and the Supreme Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra. The official radio station for all indigenous people of Biafra under the leadership of the Supreme Council of Elders is the Voice of Biafra, which can be found at, they gave a website. I don't want to go into that. And then he continues in the second paragraph. They said, we have heard a rumor that Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, can you imagine, a rumor. An organization is writing something and calling it a rumor, not substantive, a rumor. With all these doctors and chiefs and royal highnesses and engineers and barristers, look at what they are writing. We have had a rumor.
And then they are saying it emphatically.
Yes, we
at
have
same
had
time.
How can you tender this kind of thing in a court? You had a rumor and they have a solicitor there.
If it is a rumor, that means you are not sure.
Oh, goodness me. We have had a rumor that Mr. Nnamdi Kanu and his followers have planned to wage a war against the defendants in the above named suit.
Well, that is a technical legal term. They're just trying to be on safe side and things like that. But it's full of inconsistencies, my brother. Go ahead, please.
and disrupt the 2015 election for the purpose of obtaining independence for the Biafrans. We are not going for independence. We are going for freedom. And then after freedom comes independence. You should learn. In his Facebook publication attached herewith, he threatened to assassinate some Igbos and their families for supporting a political party he does not support. Two things here. Mazuche, that he threatened to assassinate some Igbos. Is there anything like Igbos? Meanwhile, I read out the names of the people who call themselves the governing council. They are all Igbos. The name, there is no other name here that is not an Igbo, but they are saying that to assassinate some Igbos, Ibos. And their families for supporting a political party he does not support. Is he Nnamdi Kanu supporting a political party? The answer is no. Okay, let's continue. We, the elders and leaders of all indigenous people of Biafra, presently seeking independence for Biafra by the rule of law under the legal representation and advocacy of Bile Human Rights Initiative, do hereby dissociate ourselves from Mr. Nnamdi Kanu and his followers, and consequently put a disclaimer on Mr. Nnamdi Kanu and his Radio Biafra London, which he uses to incite people to violence. That is another emphatic statement. He and his followers are personally liable for any act they may commit in violation of the rule of law. The next paragraph says, we, the remnants of the people of Biafra, under the leadership of the Supreme Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra, are law-abiding, are in no way to be associated with any act of incitement to violence or lawlessness, whatsoever and howsoever. All inquiries regarding this public notice and disclaimer should be directed to the undersigned deputy chairman of the Supreme Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra, and the person who signed is Dr. Dozie Ikedife, deputy chairman, and he put his number 2348037104017. I repeat, Dr. Ikedife's number is 2348037104017. For on behalf of the Supreme Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra, Government of Indigenous People of Biafra under customary law, dated this 12th day of May 2014. And they went ahead to attach news information written by a Yoruba journalist, because when you click on that link, it takes you to an article written by a Yoruba journalist. And then there's another one with a kind of grammatical construction that you can't even make any meaning out of it. Now, let me go back to this main disclaimer. If I may ask, Uche, maybe you help me out here. The indigenous people of Biafra, I mean, how that they have office? Okay, let me even go this way. The so-called Council of Elders probably may have signed an agreement with Bile Human Rights. Fine, I don't have issues with that, because anybody can sign agreement with anybody. But my question is,
and when they do, they are the Council of Elders of Bile Human Rights Initiative, and not
No. Hold on, you are ahead of me. My question is this: who gave them the authority to represent the indigenous people of Biafra? When at what event was these people elected, selected, or appointed?
Yeah.
And how come this so-called governing council or so-called Supreme Council is made up of people from within two or three states? Imo, possibly Anambra, and then Enugu.
And Delta.
And then, of course, the Achuzie, who is from Delta. Is that the only region that make up Biafra? Is this an Igbo affair?
And it is Supreme Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra. When you talk about indigenous, we talk about communities, not even the state structures.
Yes.
That was put up by this zoo called Nigeria. Now, I have said this before, that this whole idea was brought about by Director Nnamdi Kanu with a view that when these principal people are appointed and consulted, they should bring in people from different other ethnic nationalities that make up Biafra. The idea is that our elders should support what we are doing, and these people were suggested to be brought in, and then in line with that, consult people from different other ethnic nationalities. They did not do it. When a lot of things were discovered about all these things, Nnamdi Kanu, who appointed them, publicly disbanded them on air. It is on record. And after that, Bile Human Rights Initiative continued with them. As a matter of fact, the disbandment came when Bile Human Rights Initiative started doing backdoor business, including the suggestion for invitation of Richard Sokorocha, including excluding Radio Biafra in what they are doing, and reneging on the agreement signed with them and doing things on their own. And now you can see, when the mindset of these people were discovered or was discovered, we had to dissociate ourselves from them. As you can see, the latest of all this coming from the so-called elders is for them, like Colonel Achuze, who was saying that the position has always been that Masob dropped sovereign from the state of Biafra that were being sought for. In essence, their mindset, as we have always said, is that they are working with Nigerian government. They want Biafra, if at all, to be within Nigeria and not to be on its own. That is what they are looking for. That report is everywhere on the internet. And for those who will say Uchemefo is saying this or that, should go and read it. He actually demanded that Masob, for instance, using sovereign state of Biafra, should drop the word sovereign from that, and that they are looking for Biafra kind of federation, Biafra state, a state within Nigeria. And we are saying that this is not the kind of people we are going to work with. If you are fighting for your freedom, you must remain philosophically and ideologically consistent in what you are doing. And that is, it is either you are in or you are out. It is either we are in or we are out. There are no middle grounds. It is either one or the other. Engineer, continue, please. I just wanted to just, point out this, and then we continue.
Yes, sir, Mazuche. So the issue here is, I mean, how did these people come about? I mean, we are talking about Biafra, a nation that has multiple languages. And here you have a list of Igbo men from not more than three states banding together, arrogating to themselves the position and title of Supreme Council of Elders. How did they emerge? On what colloquium or event or conference were they voted in or elected or appointed or selected. I want to get that background information. And they are going about telling lies, you know, assuming a position that they're not, and then working with another also nefarious group, another deceptive group, who got registered by manipulating the system. And these guys, they have forgotten, Uche, that they are on tape. They are on tape with the words how they deceive the Corporate Affairs Commission. They are on tape. And there are also emails they have written indicating that they are using Villiers as a way of deceiving Corporate Affairs Commission.
Yes.
They don't know that that tape exists. Maybe by the time their certificate is revoked, then they will understand. And that is coming. I promise them.
Engineer, let us take this call before we continue. The caller on the phone, your name is Johnson, please. This is unbelievable. Engineer, continue, please. Hold on there. There has been a lot of noise there, please. Yes, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good morning, Engineer Uche. I'm sorry for the noise, please. My name is Otto David. I'm calling from Halizala, Germany. I just want to make a little contribution concerning what I'm hearing you're discussing.
Yes, because my brother, where do you come from, please?
From Ebonyi State. I'm sorry. Before, even last Tuesday, this issue was also discussing, even though the distinct that they came very late, but you stayed with Engineer Iruanya. And I want to thank you and thank Barristan Mamezu, thank the big masquerade himself, and thank Engineer Iruanya, because his word always is really action, man. The way he speak, I love his word. Because Uche, this thing have got to the extent that I think it's time that we start to deal with these people. You understand me? Because this thing is getting out of hand. Though, I see this weeks ago. If I call director and I tell him, look at what I saw exactly as it's happening now is exactly how I explained to director. And I told him that he should let the staff from the zonal coordinator to the national coordinator be aware of this, because my eyes was open and I was able to see a little document, a piece of papers. There was many papers written like a note, like a document like this. And those document was, and after that, a wind blow, and through that document, it affect many of our people. Many people fell out because of what they wrote in that document. And everything they wrote up in that document was to distract and destroy and terminate the image of the indigenous people of Biafra. I told director also that this thing that Jonathan said, Boko Haram is not actually his problem. His problem is we, the Biafrans, and he go ahead to do everything possible to make sure he stop this movement, to the extent that he have sent many group of people, bribe them, tell them to do whatever they can to stop this movement. I told director all these things, and I saw all these documents that you're talking about. And what I'm happy about is that Engineer Iruanya keep hammering on this thing, which is, I think it's time we don't want to harass anybody or to detain or to kill anybody, but I think it's time that we start to wipe away whatever that will be an obstacle to this movement, Uche, because I have told director many times, we remain only two steps. Biafra we are talking about is on this on the step of our, in the front of our door. Only two steps we are heading to that place. So we don't need, I think it's time we start to deal with whatever that is distracting this movement, Uche, because you people have gone too far that we don't supposed to attend on to hard to have anything in our front that will distract many of our people, because this thing is people will be seeing it as a joke, but this is not a joke. I think it's time. A man was calling from Germany the other day talking about of his security based on the guy that called from Germany here that was talking rubbish. And I think it's time that every national coordinator have to establish a serious security to fetch these people out and treat them accordingly. And then engineering have all their documents, even have some numbers of them. I think it's time. We can't keep on waiting, because these people are stopping, they are stopping many people. There are many that are can contribute, can devote everything they have, but these people are just, they are just like a wolf seeking for whom to devour. I don't know how could Igbo man of such, seeing that our people are dying, many have been paid to convert them to Muslim. I have told director many things that I have shown about this Biafra, but I know the day has come, but anything will stop us. We don't have, the other day a boy called from America that was talking rubbish, and the engineer said, I want to know where this guy come from, because I want to meet him, I want to know who he is. People were saying, no, don't do him. It's not like that. It's time that whosoever that is not in will be out. Either you in or you out. If you don't want to support, go and sleep, like director always say. But if you want to distract this movement, Uche, please, I think it's time whosoever know what he going to do or whatever he have to do it to stop these guys, because I don't know, Uche. I'm sick. My head is burning. It's not fair. Yes. Our people are suffering. Please, which I don't want to buy many of your time. I don't want to, but this thing is not, is unbearable. It's engineer, I want to thank him so much, because it keep hammering in this point. And Uche, you people should know what to do. Me too, if I can got the number back, because we need to do something. Our people are dying. Our people, go to Italy, Uche, you see our boys are in the street begging. Many are frustrated. Last time I got to Italy, about 5 guys were deported by, because they gone crazy in the street, just like that, become mad in the street. And some people still, because of money, don't want to face the reality, the fact. What is our problem? What? I don't know, which I'm so sorry.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. They want us to remain in court for several years. They want us to remain with Nigeria. They want us to remain in Nigeria. That is simply what they are doing. And we cannot allow that. They are full of envy, jealousy, and they are afraid that they are losing it. And they have lost it. Anybody who belongs to Belief Human Rights Initiative does not belong to this global family. It is either you are in or you are out. They are officially an obstacle to Biafra restoration, whether anybody likes it or not. And let that will start tomorrow, start happening now. Because the obstacle to Biafra restoration, the primary obstacle, is from within, not from outside. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we will take this call from the phone. I don't know what is happening this morning, but we will try to take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, good morning, Mazuche. It's me, Blessed Man of Nature, I'm from Oregon, I got a local government in Biafra, and I'm calling from this, and
thank you very much. Go ahead, make your point, please.
Yeah, please, what I want to contribute is about this, those people, illustrators, about those people, most especially those people in Biafra land. I think they came from somewhere. In Biafra land, we know how we do things in Biafra land. They have king, they have aide in any town they came from. We can send satellite organization that will visit their king, each one of them, anyone, anywhere they come from. We'll go to their king and warn them. Please, for them to, if they don't want to join us to get Biafra, they don't take off from what we are doing. Because we know that we are honest. This group we are in tonight is the group that will get Biafra, nothing more. So we want them, and for them to take off. If they don't take off from what we are doing, then we face the consequences, because we can never forgive them. They can't just see what we are going through and see, try to pull us down. That is the problem we are having. We should can set organization, if both the people that are outside, maybe in diaspora, we see how they, we set up like organization that we tackle them, anybody that try to pull us down. We visit them and they talk sense into them. If they refuse to agree with us, then we deal with them in the way they were supposed to deal with them. It's the same thing with Biafra land. That is my contribution, Uche.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. And of course, there is no going back on this. The obstacle to Biafra restoration is within. The potential and most potent obstacle is from within. Let us not deceive ourselves. We must fight from within, and we must fight from outside as well, if we are serious enough. Let us go back to Engineer Dr. Irai for him to continue and finish up what he has started. We had to take some calls, and of course, there are so many callers still on the line. Let us see if we can take it before going back to him. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Your name, where you are, where you're coming from, please.
Yeah, my name is Wapita. I'm calling from Malaysia. I just want to...
Where do you come from, please?
Sorry?
Where do you come from in Biafra land, please?
I come from Ite Oboma, Imo State.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Go ahead.
All right, sir. I just want to thank you and director for what you people are doing for us. You people have been trying to set us free, but some of our people, they don't know. They don't know exactly what job you people are doing. I dreamed last night. In my dream, they have a conference. Good Luck Jonathan is there. So, Mr. Director was on maybe teaching on lesson. They asked him to come out. So when he came out, then he was trying to put on something on Biafra. So the Good Luck Jonathan told him to step down. He should not say anything about it. So there's a lot of lawyers, the learned men there. So they make it as an appointee. So when they appoint you, they say, okay, you, get up. What do you say about this man standing there? They said, oh, keep on. You know, they start keeping on. Go on. Whatever you want to say it. Let him free. That's what in that dream. That's what I heard. So I decided I want to call and share my dream so that everybody will hear it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for that. That's a wonderful dream. Of course, those who are skilled in interpretation of dreams should be able to do justice to that. Of course, there is no doubt that dreams have multiple implications in the lives of people. And unequivocally, we must revert to what we are saying here, that this platform must continue to be dedicated to to the honoring of our heroes, the memories of our heroes and heroines, who paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. And, of course, the truth must be preached, whether anybody likes it or not. We maintain that we are not perfect, but we are sincere. I will go back to Engineer Dr. Iranya to complete what he has said. Engineer, thank you for holding. Apologies for the interruptions. We needed to take these calls.
No problem, Uche. Let me know when you want me to proceed.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. You have to finish before we take another call. Of course, yes. We are overrunning now.
Yes, yes. Mazi Uche, I mean, let's even look at Biafra that was proclaimed by the late General Odumegwu Ojukwu. You and I know that Ojukwu's second in command was not an Igbo man. He never came from an Igbo speaking area. And we had, now we have said the Biafra includes the current Delta State, part of Idomaland, and of course what was proclaimed in 1967. Urobo is not Igbo speaking area. Isoko is not Igbo speaking area. Ishekiri is not. Ijo is not. Efik is not. So, I mean, Biafra is supposed to be governed by in a representative manner. And for goodness sake, there has to be an event that will give rise to people being selected to lead an organization, no matter the organization. There has to be an event. And for something like a nation called Biafra, there has to be a gathering, something that will give rise to election, selection, or appointment of some people to lead or to serve in leadership position of that organization. And I know everybody who has any knowledge about Biafra knows that from 1970 till now, there was nothing like that. So how on earth did these Igbo men from two or three states, how on earth did these Igbo men become Supreme Council of Elders to the point of even forming a governing council? Who elected them? Who appointed them? Who selected them? Where? When? How?
Even customary tribunal, all these things were concocted by Bileh Human Rights Initiative and their lawyers. Nobody appointed them. Nobody formed customary court, customary administration. Nobody formed it. The whole idea is coming from Bileh Human Rights Initiative and their lawyers. Once they write things, they send to these so-called elders they appointed, and they will append their signatures there. We do not do Yahoo administration, Yahoo freedom fighting. This is not freedom fighting in itself to start with, and we are not identifying with it. The entire wider family of indigenous people of Biafra do not know what people are doing with their names. We are indigenous people of Biafra. We are visibly everywhere around the world, including in Biafra land. But you see these people who are collaborating with Nigerian government, the so-called elders, who are awake, an abomination is going on in our land. A lot of things are happening, a lot of atrocities are going on, and they have not said anything. They haven't done anything at all. Rather, you see jealousy and envy, which they have demonstrated. The only crime in their own world is Radio Biafra and indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, championing for the cause for the restoration of Biafra, meeting governments of the world, meeting external and foreign partners to help in sensitizing the world, and indeed for them to make frantic effort towards restoration of Biafra. That is what they see as crime and terrorism, and that is what they see as waging war against Nigeria. For God's sake, if you do not know what freedom fighting is all about, you go and study. How many questions have you asked Boko Haram, terrorists, of which you are aligning with their political platform, their political arm? How many questions have you asked them? How many times have you challenged them? How many times have you represented Biafrans who have been maimed and bombed by these terrorists, by this Hausa Fulani sponsored terrorist organization? What justice have you got for the victims of these atrocities? What have you done about our people being deported from Lagos State and other places around the zoo called Nigeria? What have you done for the victims, the families of MASOB members massacred and dumped, killed and dumped in the Izu River? What have you done? What justice have you obtained for them? What have you done about kidnapping in our land? What have you done about our elders who are putting on red calves, but they are perpetuating atrocities in our land? How many times have you spoken out? Rather, you will say, oh, they are our elders. You don't speak. An abomination have continued to grow wing and legs, and they have lived among us as humans, and they are walking like us. They talk like us, only but in action. The time has come when we must all stand up. The truth must be told. All elders in Biafra, be it in Igbo land or other parts of Biafra land, must stand up to their responsibilities. If you are not doing what you're supposed to do, then the younger generation will take over, including my own elders, where I come from. You must stand up, because your silence has been responsible for all the avalanche of atrocities being committed in our land and within the context of Biafra restoration. Those people who say that they are the elders of indigenous people of Biafra, which of course is concocted. The question is, what have you done? The Sultan of Sokoto has come out to say boldly that Jonathan should release Boko Haram terrorists who have been arrested and who have unleashed unfathomable and incalculable harm on our people. What have you said? You are afraid of talking. You went to the national conference, you were afraid of talking about Biafra. When approached, you people said you don't want the court in court to be jeopardized. And you went ahead to say that you're going to sue Nigerian government for convening national conference. You haven't done that. How many are we going to count? You say that you are representing all indigenous people of Biafra, all indigenous people, in fact, in your constitution. You are Bilie Biafra Liberation in Exile. But you went and say you are stand up, that believe means stand up, in order to be registered. You avoided registering, being bold enough to confront Nigerian government and say, we are Biafrans and we want to register this organization. If at all you want to go through Nigerian law. You were afraid to speak for Biafra when you went to register a Biafra organization. You rather lied, and you turned Biafra Liberation in Exile into a different thing. Bilie, stand up. And you said it is stand up. You avoided using Biafra. And then they got you registered. And after registering you came out.
And Uche,
and started talking.
Uche, let me
that
chip in
those here. Those who are real freedom fighters and armed terrorists trying to wage war against Nigeria. That is ridiculous. We are in our own league. We are freedom fighters. There is no retreat. There is no surrender. There is no exodus. You are not a freedom fighter. You are not freedom fighters. You are appeasers. You are deceivers and deceptors. And you should be seen like that. Engineer, continue, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to add to what you were saying about their registration. You know, in section 4, subsection 1 of their constitution, which they submitted alongside with their application for registration. Section 4 says the membership of Bilie shall be open to every citizen of Nigeria in all parts of the world who meets the condition for enrollment. Now, that's section 1. That's subsection 1. Subsection 2, now defining the condition for enrollment. It says, the condition for enrollment as a member of Bilie shall be determined by the Governing Council from time to time, but the minimum requirement is that the applicant must be a citizen of Nigeria and must have attained the age of 18. So section 1 and section 2 is talking about Nigeria. That means anybody can be a member of Bilie Human Rights Initiative, which actually means Biafra Liberation in Exile.
It's what they used. They wrote it that way and gave it to Corporate Affairs Commission for them to be registered. That they are wide, their outlook is wider. It is about Nigeria, not for Biafra. If you cannot defend yourself at the critical point in time, if you cannot stand up for what you believe in at the most auspicious moment in history, then who are you fighting for? They shied away. They run away from using the word Biafra. And now they are clamoring to be champions of Biafra and Biafrans.
And in their membership application form now, that the one I just read was the constitution which they attached to their application for registration with Corporate Affairs Commission. I hope Nigerian agents are listening. I hope they will relate this to the Corporate Affairs Commission for a review of their registration, because this is a case of perjury, lying under oath. Anyway, we will come to that bridge when we cross it. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Now, when you come to their membership application form, it is talking about Biafra. It started defining Biafra in their membership application form. So
the membership application form, mind you, was constructed or was drafted after the registration. That was when they have crossed the hurdle of CAC. Now okay. They started talking about Biafra.
You see? So the membership application form is all about Biafra. Here, everything about it, that means it's strictly for Biafra. Because there is no other place where it talked about any other nationality, any other part of Nigeria or citizenship, Nigerian citizenship. It's all about Biafra, their membership application form that I'm looking at right now. But the constitution, which they say is open to every Nigerian citizen. So that is lying, that is deception. And these are the things the lawyers will bring up, the lawyers representing the Islamic Republic of Nigeria. These are the things they will bring up in the law court. That is if their certificate will not be revoked before the substantive case will come up. Because right now they are still treating objection and all that and all that. So you begin to wonder. So these are the people who the Supreme Council of the so-called Supreme Council of Elders
went into agreement with and asked them to represent Biafra. So you have an illegal body meeting with a deceptive, cunning and lying body, and they say they are representing Biafra. And these are the same people who are writing a disclaimer about indigenous people of Biafra and Radio Biafra and tagging them terrorists. That is the one that is really baffling me. Somebody who is lying, and people who have their documents showing that they have threatened the life of Nnamdi Kanu and other people, and they have emails with me from their top member, at least 3 emails where they state specifically they are going to assassinate Nnamdi Kanu. These same people are writing disclaimer saying that Nnamdi Kanu want to rumor that Nnamdi Kanu want to assassinate people. But I have them on record that I have the emails where they specifically said that they are going to assassinate Nnamdi Kanu and others. So who is the terrorist? It is them. So why I'm delving into this, or why we are delving into this, is for Biafrans to understand. People should understand this. Because there's so many people who are sitting on the fence or standing on the fence. They don't want to take side. Tonight, after listening to this broadcast, that's tonight where I am, but in the morning where you are, Uche, after listening to this broadcast, we should be able to make up your mind. Who are you going to follow? And for the international community, for the security agencies listening to our broadcast today, you now know better who the terrorists are. Uche, go ahead.
Yes, just in addition to what you said, of course, the point is that apart from the threats, these people do not have mandate to represent those they are claiming to be representing, because there was never an agreement, there was never an enabling document mandating them to do so. Indeed, they have concocted one and said the Supreme Council of Elders mandated them to be representing indigenous people of Biafra by just a few people, and these are being done from an office. We are seeing a Yahoo kind of thing going on here, and we need to be asking ourselves questions. Secondly, there is no enabling document or any evidence whatsoever showing the agreement that led to the election or appointment of Supreme Council of Elders, as they claim. Indeed, the agreement is between these elders from Biafra land, with due respect, and Bile Human Rights Initiative, and not with the wider indigenous people of Biafra family around the world. And we are seeing nothing but desperation on the part of these people. Inordinate ambition and unparalleled greed in the history of freedom fighting. And we are saying that it is no longer going to be business as usual, and let that will happen tomorrow begin to happen now. What we are saying here is that Biafra cannot be got on a platter of gold. You must work for it. You cannot sit down and be writing papers around and say you're fighting for Biafra. If you are a freedom fighter, you remain resolute. You remain consistent. You remain focused in what you're fighting for, irrespective of all odds. In spite of all odds. But it is not about this prevarication we are seeing from people who say that they are representing Biafrans. It is so annoying. A freedom fighter never give in until what is sought is got. A freedom fighter does not prevaricate, they do not surrender, and they do not cooperate with the oppressor. That is what we are seeing in Bile Human Rights Initiative and their members and their elders. And we ask ourselves, if we believe in democratic ideals, you begin to compare yourselves. You begin to compare by yourself the number of indigenous people of Biafra as collaborating with Radio Biafra all over the world, and the members of Bile Human Rights Initiative who are claiming to be representing indigenous people of Biafra. As a matter of fact, this is a human rights organization that should be representing Nigerians, because they did not mention Biafra, they did not stand for Biafra. We are seeing desperate attempt by some inordinate people driven by inordinate ambition to take what does not belong to them. Upon that, if you say that you are representing indigenous people of Biafra, you are by your own word taking up a responsibility. And the question is, how many indigenous people of Biafra have you represented or advocated for? Where are your results that people will be making reference to? On the other hand, indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, in collaboration with Radio Biafra, are doing practical things on the ground, and everybody is seeing it. We are present in at least 88 countries, and we are making progress on both diplomatic and other grounds, on fronts. What is your track record? That is what we want to know. A lot of things are happening against our people. None of you, including the so-called elders, are doing anything. Rather, you are there chasing contracts, making alliances with your oppressors, just in case you do not know where the Messiah will come from. That is not the spirit of a freedom fighter. You have not stood your ground and focused on what you think or you say you are fighting for. You are driven by the wind, and you know what you are doing because you are not sincere in the first place. We do not want to allow APC in Biafra land, and we should not give them chance, because they are going to bring in terrorism in our land. They are the political arm of Boko Haram and that of the Northern Hausa Fulani oligarchy and Sokoto Caliphate. And we shouldn't give them an inch. Anybody from Biafra land aligning with APC should be seen as an obstacle and be regarded as such. And much more worrying is the fact that there are those people within the wider Biafra family claiming to be fighting for Biafra. That alone has invalidated everything you claim to be doing for the Biafran people. And you are sitting on top of monumental illegality, illegality upon illegality. And we have proofs on all this. We enjoin all indigenous people of Biafra all over the world to be awake. Do not sleep. Even if you are sleeping, you have your one eye open, because times are different. And this is a most auspicious time in history for us to redeem ourselves, for us to prove once again that we are Biafrans and that the Biafran spirit is still alive. For the memories of millions of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we may even have the God to be talking about Biafra today must continue to be honored. And on this platform, the truth must be preached, whether anybody likes it or not. We have overrun, and I will go to Barry. I don't know what barrister is not on the line. I will try to get to him. I'll go to Engineer Dr. Iranya to give us his closing remarks. But it appears there are still callers. I don't know what to do. Let me take this call and then we proceed to Dr. Engineer Iranya for his closing remarks. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, are you hearing me?
Yeah, good morning, Lucia.
Good morning. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, my name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Emmanuel Kike. I'm calling from Barcelona, Spain.
Thank you very much. Where do you come from in Biafra land, please?
I don't know, but I do the coffee in Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say this morning, my dear brother, having heard what we are all discussing in this morning segment, yeah, I have to say that a lot of platform. What shall we do? What shall we do is the question. Are you hearing me?
You. I'm hearing you.
Okay. So what? There's a brother that called. I don't know where he called from. I think it's from Germany. He was saying that, what shall we do? Then I want to tell our people that, when I started calling this platform, I thought that the editorial board of Radio Biafra has all qualities, ideas, what they have to do to bring about the restoration of the great nation, Biafra.
Did the editorial board of Radio Biafra ask you what we should do? Are we asking anybody of what we would do?
What we should do is that is all of us that are calling this Radio Biafra, if you have not paid your defense fund, then you are not doing anything, because our director has said that we have men on the ground. These people are believable, whatever they call themselves, that they are ostracized in this thing. I believe that our defense minister, our people of the defense councils, they know what they do. They need our support to give them the thing they need to go and find this our enemy. Because anything that happened to our director, all of us that is in Europe are holding responsible. From since we now, the problem we have now is defense fund. And anybody who has not paid his defense fund up till now is not telling himself the truth. We are in a very delicate time. So anybody who will say what we should do is pay your defense fund and leave the rest for the director and the minister for defense.
My brother, that is one thing. Defense fund, Biafra defense fund is one. But we must not also overlook the plague within the wider Biafra family. And I do not think that anything is out of place. Anybody, I don't think we have asked what we should do. We are discussing this issue. But of course, you are making a point. For those who are still on the fence and probably saying, okay, let them go and do it, or what can we do?
Exactly.
Biafra Defense Fund remains the key for us to achieve our set objective. But we also will not overlook the plague, the obstacle on the road to achieving that. We need to inform and educate our people to know the real situation on the ground. It is very imperative, because We cannot allow anybody who has come from nowhere to say or to suggest that indigenous people of Biafra and Radio Biafra are terrorist organizations. I hope you have seen the document they are circulating. It is very important, and we need to respond accordingly. What we are doing here is to educate and inform our people on the issues on the ground. It does not mean that we are doing something else. It is still in line with...
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. I agree with you 100% what I'm saying, but I'm just going to refer to the second last caller, what shall we do? And I'm telling them from my own perspective is that number one is we should pay our defense fund. If now we all have paid our defense fund, then dealing with these people, there are people who have been, will be educating our people about what is on the ground, and they have shared the levels. The defense people will be doing their own. We are will be doing their own. The administration will be doing their own. Everything is according. I just want to refer the person that we all should try by next month or this weekend, this week, that make sure that everybody that is in Europe outside Nigeria has paid their defense fund. Then we can now say, don't put the blame. But if we are the major important thing now is if we have not seen anything to go and defend this weapon or fight this our enemy, we are all talking with the same thing. We keep marching up and down. Everything we are doing is online. But please, our people, let us pay our defense fund and count this one, because we cannot hold this one. We have not done any one. So please, our brothers, if you are calling, make sure that you have go to your local place or your station or whatever and pay your defense fund. Because our director will not go to the war empty-handed. We should not go to the war with empty-handed. That is the major key thing. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. And that's a very good one indeed from the perspective you are coming from. The Biafra Defense Fund remains the key. Without that, we will not be able to achieve much. And incidentally, this is the fund that these people are making sure that they dissuade Biafrans from committing themselves to. Because without Biafra Defense Fund, we are not going to do much. In any freedom fighting, finance funding is very key, is central, apart from every other thing. And it is also instructive that the machinations of the enemy must be brought to the bear for everybody to understand and appreciate. This is what we are now doing, and we will also not lose sight of the most important things before us. I will go to Engineer Dr. Iranian right now to probably give us his closing remarks, and we proceed to ending this program. Doctor, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do, and the world is listening.
Okay. I thank Mazi Ifeanyi Emmanuel Okoye Onwukike for that point. But what I also have to add is this, you know, with this kind of lies and, you know, fallacies being bandied about by the deceptive Bilier Human Rights Initiative Group and the illegal body that gave them the mandate, with this document flying about, it is going to have a negative impact on even the BRF, the Biafra Defense Fund. Because it's not the I don't know how the guys in Europe, Asia and other continents are running it, but for us in North America here, we go beyond Biafrans in getting people to pay into this BDF fund. Now, in the United States in particular, it is very, very, is a criminal, is an illegal. In fact, you go straight to jail. There is no other way around it. You go to jail if you are found to be
funding a terrorist group. Therefore, if we do not tackle Mazi Okoye Onwukike, this is in direct response to the point you raised. If we do not tackle this issue now, these people, and you know, when you keep repeating something, before you know it, it becomes a norm. If these people keep calling us terrorist group, before you know it, everybody will start thinking that we are a terrorist group. And nobody, even among the Biafrans, dedicated Biafrans that are here, they are not going to contribute at all, because it means they are contributing and funding a terrorist group. And it is a condition for outright revocation of or whatever document or paperwork or citizen, whatever you have. That's a number one condition for revocation. And it is built on lies. Lies and lies. Bilier Human Rights in the first instance lied to the Corporate Affairs Commission. We have it on tape. It's not just a document, though we have the document where they stated it, but we have him on tape, which you know about that. We have him on tape.
Yes, I do.
We have him on tape where he was saying that he lied to Corporate Affairs Commission in order to get registered. And these are people who are representing indigenous people of Biafra, Supreme Council of Elders that we never elected in the first place, and whose membership is only for two or three states of Igbo people. So,
my brother, when you ask them, they'll tell you they are making contact with our brothers in Akwa Ibom, Ejo, and the other areas. That's what they keep saying. And up till now, there is no wider representation as yet, meaning that they lack the tact, they lack the will, and they are not sincere to themselves.
Let me conclude, because I know we are overrunning, slightly overrunning. Fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom, I am addressing you in my closing remark on the broadcast, AM broadcast, on this day, the 6th day of September 2014. The indigenous people of Biafra consist of Biafrans who have the desire, who have the passion, and who have the zeal to take back their nation that was taken away from them by the Scottish mercenary soldier called Frederick Lugard. The indigenous people of Biafra, they are in over 88 countries. And in any of these countries, they are very peaceful. They have no history of violence. They have never attacked anyone. They have never raised any issue that relates to violence or terrorism. We are not terrorists. Rather, we have a group that is hell-bent on stopping us from achieving our aims and objective, which is restoration of the sovereign state of Biafra. We have them on record. We have the email they have. We have them on record in black and white where they have talked about assassinating some of us. These are the real terrorists, not the indigenous people of Biafra. It is very important that the governments of the world, the secret agents, the secret services listening to this broadcast, please, you have to know the truth. The indigenous people of Biafra are not terrorists. They are peace-loving people who want their country back. But behind them, on the other side, we have so-called human rights organizations and a council of elders who are abetting and supporting terrorism. They are even conniving and working together with a well-defined terrorist organization called Boko Haram. Boko Haram in the United States is what is called an FTO, Foreign Terrorist Organization. They were declared FTO in last year. So, in November 2013, United States declared Boko Haram as Foreign Terrorist Organization, and APC is the political wing of Boko Haram. And Bilie Human Rights Initiative is working with APC. In fluid dynamics in engineering, we have what is called continuity equation. Continuity equation says that if A is equal to B and B is equal to C, therefore A is equal to C. So if Boko Haram is a terrorist organization, APC is the political wing of Boko Haram, and Bilie Human Rights Initiative is working together with APC, therefore, by simple correlation, Bilie Human Rights Initiative is a terrorist organization. So, international community, the secret agency, even the Corporate Affairs Commission in Abuja, you people should take note and review the certificate of incorporation of a terrorist organization called Bilie Human Rights Initiative. Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom, I leave you with this. Please support the indigenous people of Biafra that we have in over 88 countries and counting. We are good loving people. We are not terrorists. We are working towards the restoration of the sovereign state of Biafra in truth and honesty. And as you do so, Chukwa Biama, Chukwa Kike, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we continue to bless you and bless your family. Uchemefo, I pray that God will bless you, and God will bless your family, and God will bless the entire Biafra, and friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom. Thank you. God bless you. And tomorrow is another day. Thank you, Uche. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Engineer Iranya, for that. And we must reiterate that this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and this is your platform, and this is the AM edition for the 6th of September 2014. And this is, incidentally, the platform upon which the truth must be preached. We do not owe anybody any apology. We do not owe anybody any apology, because we are doing what God has sent us to do. We are simply doing it. We are freedom fighters. And we do not have time to appease the oppressor, because in the first place, they know what they are doing. A lot of people have asked us, did Nigeria fight Britain in order to get their independence? And the point is that Britain did not even resist the independence of the zoo called Nigeria. Because at the time, it was a common thing all over the world that all those under colonial rule should have their independence. Every nation had their varying experiences. Nigeria did not go to war with Britain, and they did not go to Nigeria's, Nigeria did not go to British court for them to get their so-called phantom independence. And there is no correlation between a black man subjugating other black men or other black man to perpetual slavery, just like what is happening in the zoo called Nigeria. and the liberation independence struggle that was championed in the 1960s. We remain resolute and we remain whom we are. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. And we have reached you from London. We have deliberated. We have rubbed minds together. And it is time to go. We thank God for having made it possible for us to be alive up to this moment. And we enjoin you to join us in the second segment of the program, which is in the evening, 7 p.m. Biafra time. We do not prevaricate. We do not surrender. We do not intend to do so. For this is Radio Biafra, and we are saying, keep the flag flying and do not allow those who are locking behind trying to destabilize Biafra Restoration Project.
Emeka Moroko, onye amazi onye bu onye.
Amarozi onye bu onye.
Amu na ji ya na bu na na.
Amarozi onye bu onye.
Check your
Which I'm rubber, no one money. Which I'm rubber, no one jolly. My political, I'm rubber with that. Now waiting to kill Nigeria, oh. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. If you say I'm a Pia Pia, then lock him for jail for Abuja. Kingsley has been accepted for dear. Had they been down, now in the feet all of them. Yeah, but inside prison, prison. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. What you say? Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air.
Africa, praise the Lord, your land. Africa is no more than land.
We did grow, we did grow, we did grow. Hey, there is still that world. We did grow, there is still that world.
It is what about Koja now?
What you call Koja? Never want to be regular. For 1 night for Nigeria. I get the toy cage on 100 naira. West City in a popular. Action film for Nigeria.
It's which I still do now.
He did live big life. My estate for Calabar. That Nalabedia Mafia. For Nigeria. Everything jaga jaga. Jaga jaga. Woman, they suffer, suffer. Gosa, gosa. Gunshot in the air, what you say? Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter.
Poor man today suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Poor man today suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Poor man today suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything's scatter. Poor man, they suffer, suffer.
Please, no more.
Don't shut in at the air.
Get the freedom. Freedom is what we need now. Freedom. Freedom is what we want now. To set Biafra free, Lord, no. All in the African Union, talk about my freedom. I call in the four corners of the globe to set Biafra free, Lord. For so long now, they were suffering in jail. They turn us as slaves in our fatherland. Oh gosh, we cannot find a sail. As a free mankind, tell me why, tell me.
Freedom, freedom is what we want.